If you love tradition, if you love authentic tequila, and you like real passion, you're going to love this tequila that we're going to talk about tonight, Aristocata. This tequila is really authentic and traditional, made in a style that is here to not only bring out a great tequila, but to highlight how people who make raicilla, mezcal, and tequila in the 1800s had a craft. And the Roberto Rio really has done a great job creating that craft in this brand new tequila. Roberto did an interview with me recently. He talked about the whole story behind the tequila and their production method. So it's definitely something you should check out. Now, Nam 1459, not a place where you sit back and think, oh my gosh, traditional tequilas. But this one, yes. What he did is created a place in the distillery to cook blue agave in the ground for days, and then mash that blue agave in an old wooden canoe style with mallets, and then load those fibers into wood papones and let them ferment as long as it takes. And then he distilled this in wood-fired copper stills, the way they did it in the old days, and put it in a bottle. One of the beautiful things about it, he put it all right here on the label. Everything that you want to know about this tequila is on the label. It also comes in these really killer tubes that have the entire description on there with pictures of how the distillery looks and what they did to make this. You can go see all of those pictures in the interview that I did with Roberto. If this is a tequila you haven't seen before, that's right. It's been pretty hard to find and it's not been widespread in America. But there's some news coming out that you will see here real soon that this has been picked up by one of the best importers, bringing the best tequilas and raicillas and mezcals to America. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it yet, but I seen it on a video today, and it's Package Group that'll be bringing this tequila to everybody. So keep your eyes out for this one. You're going to love it. Let's dive into the tasty notes and the nose and the finish of this one. Not a fresh pop. I had this during the interview. I let it rest a little bit, and then I came back and tasted it again. It reminds me of a couple of tequilas that have come out recently that are in the same production method, bringing something really, really traditional back. And to me, it also reminds me a little bit of some of the raicillas that I've got an opportunity to drink. Let's dive into the nose. Now, I get cooked agave, but I also get that smoke. The smoke isn't overwhelming. It's there in the background. You get the cooked agave more for me than I do the smoke, but I can smell it. It's not like dirty campfire. It's like just a roasted nose where you can kind of get a little bit in the background. I also pick up some real vegetal notes. I pick up clove. I pick up like a jalapeno. I got cooked agave, but I also get a little bit of green agave. I also get just a hint of pepper in there. And it's going to sound weird to say, but I also smell a little bit of asparagus. I think it's kind of that all that vegetal notes all coming together. Let's dive into the taste. Wow. For me, this one does not match the nose. In the taste, I only get a little bit of hint of smoke going into mid palate to the end. In the front, I get cooked agave. I get fruit. I get purple grape. I get a little bit of pear. And I get a little bit of a vanilla note that's really nice. Let's dive into it one more time. I did that mainly because I can sip on this one all night. This one has a silkiness that coats your mouth. And it coats your mouth with this real agave sweetness. And then to me, it turns into fruity. And then it turns into pepper. And then it turns green as it goes into the finish. I get like a jalapeno. I get a little light pepper. I get a little bit of mint. Every time I drink this, it changes. This is one of those that is so complex. And I do believe it's because of the cooking method, the fermentation method, and the way they're distilling and using wood fire to do that. It creates this mesquite, smoky aroma and taste in the background. But each time I taste it, each mouthful, it changes where those profiles go and the different things that I pick up. This is one that you can drink and taste different every single time. It's really phenomenal. The key and the most important thing is that tequila flavor, that agave sweetness. And that time I pick up a little bit of tropical type fruit, almost like a little bit of pineapple mixed with that grape. That grape is very prominent for me. The finish turns a jalapeno and minty again. So this is definitely one to look for. It's not readily available yet, but it's going to be. Keep your eyes out on Package Group. These guys, Sean Miller and his team, do amazing things with agave spirits. Go over to their website, just Google Package Group, you'll find them. They have a lot of great things available, and I'm sure this is going to be very widespread very quickly. If you haven't watched the interview with Roberto Real, I really say go and check it out so you can see the pictures and hear the story and learn the passion behind this master distiller and brand owner bringing tradition and authenticity and amazing flavors to everybody so we can taste what tequila is supposed to and used to taste like. It's a great adventure and a great video. If you like videos like this, please hit that subscribe button. Share this with your friends. This is how new tequila people learn about great brands. And I appreciate the people who watch and support me. If you've had this brand, drop a comment. If you know who Package Group is, tell me what your favorite brand that they bring to America is in the comments. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Have a glass of tradition tonight.